Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're live from those aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com. That'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. You definitely don't want to miss that. As Monsi just said, they are late in the first quarter in Miami. Denver's up 22-18. Nikola Jokic, 10 points. Jamal Murray, 8. And it looks like it's a good, definitely good start for Denver. Man, it's an intense game. And Miami brings
it
like that.
It's a big game.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Both of them
they
got to
match. They got to match Miami's intensity because you know they're going to bring it. And so far, they've done that. Rob, let's stick with the NBA. Damian Lillard, who's undoubtedly one of the best players in the league, one of the best players of this generation, a future Hall of Famer, he was on The Last Stand on Showtime. Is it a podcast, Rob G, or a show? I believe it's a podcast. Yeah, okay, a little bit of both.
Podcast with video, basically, right?
Yeah, here he is with Brian Custer, the host, talking about his future.
Everybody keeps saying Damian Lillard is going to be traded to the Knicks. Damian Lillard's going to be traded to the Heat. Damian Lillard should be traded to the Celtics. Damian Lillard's going to be traded to the Nets. If one of those trades went through out of those teams, which one would you be like, that's not too bad?
Miami, obviously. Miami is the obvious one. And Bam is my dog. Bam is my dog, for real. But, I mean, I think Miami, the obvious one. Brooklyn is obvious one. Is another obvious one because Mikal Bridges is my dog, too.
Okay. By his dog.
Oh. Right. I don't know if he meant Miami because they're in the finals or because it's South Beach.
He said, no, I think it was that because he said they're in the finals. That's the obvious one. So it has to be about where they are positioned. Right.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be great there, obviously. Different type of player than they have right now, you know, and he's not a guy that plays much defense, so he definitely have to step it up on that end of the floor and at least, you know, put in that effort But obviously he'd be great there, he and Jimmy Butler. But Rob, throughout the podcast, Dame reiterated time and time again how much he wants to stay in Portland. And Rob, like he really does seem to feel like he's a bit slighted. I disagree.
Named to the top 75 players of all time. How is that being slighted? Dwight Howard should feel like he got slighted.
Thank you. Klay Thompson, who's got
Klay Thompson
four rings.
Was salty, Chris.
Yep.
You don't think he was salty? I'm on a dynasty type of team. I'm a big part of it. I've made big shots and big moments, and I'm not on a I know he got injured, but he's not happy about that.
Right. Remember they gave him his teammates gave him the jersey number 77 because there were actually 76 guys picked to that team.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you.
Kyrie Irving, Chris, could say he was slighted.
He's made one of the biggest shots in the NBA history.
They came back from 3-1. He has a championship. He's a hell of a player. He's on the 50-40-90, Chris. He's done it twice.
Kyrie does have an argument because Dame hasn't won a lot either. And Kyrie obviously won a championship, hit the huge shot, averaged 27 points in that series. And everybody would tell you he's as good. Dame might be a slightly better shooter. I don't know if he's a better shooter. He shoots with a little more range.
I would take Kyrie over him. I'm going to be honest.
You're saying just straight basketball.
Straight basketball. Not off the court, Chris. Not off the court.
Hey, look, Kyrie has a better handle. Neither one of them's a big assist guy. It's almost like what's your flavor? You know what I mean? But it's right there. And like you said, the bottom line is you could easily make an argument for Kyrie over Dame on that top 75 team. So I agree, he's not slighted. But Rob, the respect he wants, craves, seems like, is only going to come if he at least plays on a team that gets close to a championship. You want to win a championship. It certainly would come then. But if you just get to the finals and you lead a team and you play on this stage like Jimmy Butler is, then you get that type of respect. But until then, no. And Rob, here's the thing that Dame understandably doesn't want to admit and the Portland Trailblazers don't want to admit. As great as he is, he's not good enough to lead a team. I'm not saying he can't really be the best player, because if he had another great player who was comparable, they were maybe the same level, but one's a big. I mean, you could theoretically say he's the best player. But, Rob, there are only two players his size. He's 6'2". Only two players his size to lead teams to championships. Isaiah Thomas with the Detroit Pistons and Steph Curry with the Golden State Warriors. That's it. It is hard for a small guy. Chris Paul couldn't do it. To lead a team to a championship. And I'm telling you, Portland Trailblazers, whatever you can get with that number 3 pick, it's not going to be enough. Rob, are they going to get somebody with that number 3 pick that all of a sudden they're going to be a factor in the West? No.
Right.
Who are they trying to fool? And Dame, I respect his loyalty, and it's admirable, and even on the behalf of the franchise. And he's been adamant that he wants to stay in Portland. But there are certain things that come with that. Losing. Not playing in May and June. And not being regarded like Steph. Simple as that.
I think that's all fair. And, you know, the woe is me. Nobody, you know, gives me my due or credit. It just, they've given him his due. And if he's happy there, Chris, and he's comfortable.
More power to him.
More
right.
power to him. Yeah, 100%.
Here's the thing, though, I think, Rob. And I get it. Again, it's admirable. And like you said, it's his life. He's enjoying it in Portland. You know, have at it. But I do think, Rob, let's say he went to Philadelphia, just for the sake of argument. He would get to Philadelphia. Let's say he got there, play with Joel Embiid, and they won a championship. Rob, he would be thrilled, I think. I think he'd be thrilled. I think he'd love it. And I hearken back to what Kevin Garnett said, Rob. Remember, Garnett was the exact same way. Didn't want to leave Minnesota, right? Loved it there. Great. But when he finally acquiesced and allowed them to trade him to Boston, and he wins the championship there, goes to another finals, plays there, I don't know, four, five, six years, whatever. Rob, he was asked when he was done playing, does he have any regrets in his career? You remember what he said? The only regret I have is that I wish I had gone to Boston sooner. Earlier.
Yep.
There it is. He loved it. Dame, and maybe they have talked, but he should talk to Garnett. Because, Rob, he's done everything individually. There's nothing. He could average 37 points next year, and it's not going to change the way people view him unless they made a deep run into the playoffs.
100%. Nothing else can change that unless you win, Chris, or at least you put yourself in a situation where people go, man, this dude is something else. Look at what he was able to do. Make a run, get to the finals, get to the conference finals, you know, something of that ilk. And especially even the conference finals. That would be even good enough for him.
And he's been there before once. But, you know.
He didn't play am I right? Do I remember that? He got swept and he didn't play well in that one that he went. Yeah.
He's had some big playoff moments, but he may have struggled in that one. I can't remember the exact numbers and stuff, but we're seeing it right now as we speak. Rob, Nikola Jokic, yeah, he won two MVPs, but there are a lot of people, including yours truly, who didn't give him all the credit he deserved until he led a team deep. He's leading the team to the finals. Now, a lot of people, including myself, are saying he's the best player in the world. That's what happens. Ultimately, it's about winning. And so I hope Dame allows them to trade him, or I think Portland should just be smart and say, look, Dame, we got a bunch of young guys. We're not there. And, you know, we appreciate your loyalty. We love what you've done for us. A lot of people say he's the best player in Portland Trailblazers history. That's debatable between him and Clyde Drexler, Rob, I'd say. I mean, Bill Walton obviously led him to a championship but didn't play, you know, he had injuries and stuff. But would you agree that that's debatable? Or obviously,
it's debatable.
Lillard has the longevity.
Clyde Drexler is a great player for them. Let's not.
He led them to what, two finals?
Yep.
That lost team, to Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas.
Yep, and they had, in that team, Buck Williams, Chris. Who was the other guy?
Jerome Kersey. They had some good players, but Drexler was the only, like, real star.
Right, but I'm just saying, they had a
Duckworth,
good squad.
Kevin Duckworth. Terry Porter.
Yep.
Terry Porter was a good player. So that's debatable, but certainly it's between those two, I would say. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, though. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Would you like to see Damian Lillard traded? And if so, where? Or do you love his loyalty and his wanting to stay in the same place in this era? Or maybe we're coming out of this era of the super teams. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios at the end of your first year. Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Dame Dollar, would you like to see him traded? If so, where?
All right, let's go with kicking off, Chris, with Mitch in New Jersey. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mitch?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Yep. I think they should keep him. They have a good Simmons and Sharp. So why don't they dangle that third pick? I like Scooter, but they need somebody like a wing or a big guy that maybe move up.
Who do you think they're getting? Like, let's say they got Mikal Bridges, right, from Brooklyn. For the third pick. That's who Dame mentioned. That's one of his boys. That's his dog, all that. How good would they be? Are they a factor in the West?
They're in the playoffs. I think they'd be in the playoffs. I'm only thinking about
maybe, but near the bottom, and they probably – I mean, I can think of several teams that I think would be better than them.
I think they get two first-round picks for the third pick. And at least, you know, unlike my
– Yeah, but how's that going to help Dame?
Well, if you get talent, come on, it can't just be Vic and Bus. Come on, it's supposed to be a good draft. like my Clippers, they traded all their number one picks for two lemons, you know? At least they can turn this first, third pick in the draft to two first-round picks.
Yeah,
Then
they got two more good young players. But that's, I mean, again, they won, what they win, 20-something games this year? I know Dame missed a lot because he was injured. But Portland's a long way away. I mean, they're the freaking Washington Wizards of the West. They won 33 games. I mean, Rob, you with me on that?
Yeah, I am. Who were you just talking about? I'm just like lost my train of thought.
Mikal Bridges?
Yeah.
Bridges.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bridges. I love the nickname, but they got a lot of young players. And if I'm Dame, Chris, if you're going to be traded, right, don't you need to go somewhere to try to win?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't even get – I mean, he mentioned Brooklyn.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm bringing this up. Yeah, he mentioned Brooklyn. Like, oh, that's my dog or whatever. But they're not winning anything. So if you're going to go, you can stay in Portland.
You would be – now, they're a little better than Portland, you know, in the West. They made the playoffs. But, yeah, you're not winning. You're not winning.
I don't. That doesn't make sense. All right, we got another one. Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, okay. So before I get to my point, I can't believe you guys think it's close between him and Clyde. Whatever. Okay.
Him and Kyrie, you mean? Kyrie?
No. Weren't you think Clyde?
No,
we were talking about Kyrie.
We're talking about Clyde Drexler.
Oh, Clyde Drexler. Oh, for best. Okay, why not? Go ahead. Expound.
I have Clyde in my top 40. I think individually at his prime, he was so much better.
But, we said he's better.
So you're saying Clyde is better than Dame?
No, but it's not even close. Whatever.
We think Clyde is better. Here's the argument for Dame, because Clyde played. Well, he did play. He played 12 seasons in Portland. Now that I think about it. So I guess you could say, because Dame's only played. So, yeah, I agree. We think Clyde was better. Is he there?
Gary, did we lose you?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
877-99-05.
Clyde was phenomenal. Clyde was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Rob.
We didn't flinch on that. Both of us said Clyde. Did we flinch?
Yeah,
did you flinch?
No. I've debated that with, slight debate with Chris Haynes. Okay. He tends to think Dame's Mr. Blazer.
That's his guy. I understand.
Yeah. But Drexler led them to two finals with a team of role players. Good players, but, you know, role players. Lost to Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas.
Nothing to sneeze at, Chris.
Right. Clyde Drexler was awesome. He was on the dream team, too. Like, people forget. Rob G probably has no idea how good Clyde Drexler was. Rob G.
You mean the guy with the receding hairline?
I knew he was going to.
And the bald spot?
I knew he was going to.
And the mustache?
That.
He couldn't have been that good.
See, you have no idea. Kobe had a receding hairline.
I know.
Kobe's hairline was just back from natural.
He didn't have a forehead. He had a forehead.
What is that called?
He was like an inch. He was like an inch further up from Stephen A. They were just right there.
My goodness. You know Stephen A's listening to the show. Why are you doing that, Rob?
It's not disrespectful. My man's holding on with what he's got. And the good thing is a full head of hair. It just starts really far back. That's all.
Let me ask you guys this. If your hair, and I'm not even talking about
Chris,
Stephen
don't
A,
put that
your
out
hair
there. I don't
was
want to
gone,
talk about stop. Oh my
no,
God.
No, I'm done talking about Stephen A. But if your hair was gone, you know, it was really gone, would you go with the full baldy?
I couldn't do it.
Really? Why not? Is your head not shaped?
Yep. I don't think I have a head for that. I just don't.
I definitely don't. I'd be in deep trouble.
I would too.
I think I got kind of a point on my head. You know, I don't think I'd have the right.
Rob G has really good hair.
Good hair. And it looks like it's not going anywhere, Rob.
Right, no. Rob G.
But it is getting
That's
gray.
The trade-off. A little plump, gray. But yeah. Your hair is fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have shaved my head before, and I look terrible because my ears stick straight
really?
Out. They stick straight out, yeah.
Why'd you shave it?
Were you afraid when you were young?
Because you guys know I cut my own hair. So when you first start cutting your hair, you mess up a lot. And twice I've had to shave it down completely because I just butchered the fade really bad.
So you said your head isn't shape?
My head is okay. It's my ears stick straight out. So it's a bad look.
Wow. You know, when I pledged my fraternity in college, they shaved our heads.
It didn't look good for you?
And they made you what?
It was all right. They weren't completely bald, but it was just like a real short buzz.
Well,
did you have to get a banana out of the toilet, Chris?
No, none of that. We did some crazy stuff, but not that. No.
Well, quickly, you
banana
know
banana out of the toilet.
Who's fully bald that rocks it really well? Our friend Jason Smith?
Yes.
He doesn't have a mark on his head, Chris. You know what I mean? Like Jason? His head is clean. It does look good.
Yeah. No stitches or anything like
right.
that. Yeah, it's interesting convo. All right. Foul or Fair with our man J.R. Gamble is next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right, it is Foul or Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, segment where we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the star of MLBBro.com, the guy who you tune in on MLB Network to see spew some takes, Rob Parker, none other than my man, J.R. Gamble.
What's up here with the Odd Couple, where every take is like a Bible hymn. Chris, and the church says,
amen, my man. Okay. Yes, that was nice. That sounded like a lyric from one of your rhymes back in the day,
man.
What's up, Rob? Chris, how y'all?
Next time I see you, I'm gonna sprinkle holy water on you with that.
Thank you. Hey, JR, Rob has been trying all night to get laughs.
Chris, we need. I'm ready to come now. Now, JR. When I come to New York in
Rob,
June.
Rob, you got to text me the dates.
Yes.
Text
and I'm gonna do. I want to do Chris's club
275 Park.
Yes.
Oh, Chris has a club?
Yes, a comedy club.
It's a comedy club.
Oh, wow.
Joe Claire. Y'all heard of Joe Claire?
Of course.
He was there for last weekend. I wasn't there, but I heard it was good.
It was good? Okay. Yeah. I'm ready, Chris.
I've been there.
I'll text you the dates.
Food is delicious, too.
Okay. Sidebar, I've been told if you guys want to do an Odd Couple remote there, they will make it happen if you want to. Just text the powers that be. All right, here we go.
Did they? Okay.
They did.
Because I was talking to the owner, if you will. He's a good friend of mine. So let's do it.
Yep.
That'd be great, Rob.
All right, here we go. We got three baseball stories that are going to go around the diamond, and because JR is the star of the segment, he gets the first crack at every single one, so let's get to it. 2022 AL Cy Young finalist Alek Manoah has had a terrible start to the 2023 season. He's currently 1-7. With a 6.36 ERA across 13 starts this season. And things came to a head on Tuesday when the Blue Jays optioned him all the way down to the rookie-level Florida Complex League.
That's crazy.
JR,
that's crap.
Foul or fair to say Manoah will not, N-O-T, shout out Rob Parker, make it back to the majors this season?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, this is one of the biggest and quickest falls I mean, we have ever seen. Like, last year he was lights out and among the elite pitchers in baseball with a great future ahead of him. All of a sudden, he can't get his soul out, and he's sent to rookie-level ball. I'm like, geez. When players drop off this drastically, I guess usually, fellas, you know, there's an underlying issue like an injury that's not being disclosed that they're trying to pitch through. If he got sent down to AA or AAA, maybe I say he'd be back up this season, but rookie ball means he has a ton of stuff to straighten out, so it's not happening this year.
I'm with JR on this one. That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
And it just, like you said, if he went to AAA, I'm definitely like, okay, he'll be back. That means they plan on having him back. I mean, it's bad enough to get sent to AAA, but at least you think, okay, we're going to get him down there, get his head right, get his stuff right, and he'll be back in a little while. Rookie ball?
You know what?
It sounds like they don't plan on bringing you back this year for sure. So I'm fair.
I'm going to say it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, they don't want – what they want to do is they need to work on his – work on him and not be have him in a competitive setting to where there's other distractions so that he could work on him. He has stuff. He will be back in the major leagues, but they need to work on him. And so they don't want to send him where there's a crowd or the minor leagues or any of that. They want to get him on a backfield, just him, work with him to make sure that his mechanics are right, you know what I mean, and his mental aspect is right, but not to where he's demoted and he's playing and
well, he
and
is down demoted. And out.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but dealing with the outside stuff of other people. I think he'll be back by the All-Star break.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Jacob DeGrom set to undergo season-ending Tommy John surgery for the second time in his career. Now, when DeGrom's healthy, he's a monster. Four-time All-Star, two-time Cy Young, two-time strikeout leader. But here's the caveat. He's only pitched an average of 63 innings a season over the last 4 years. JR, foul or fair to say DeGrom will be remembered more for his injury history than what he's done on the field?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, he'll be remembered as one of the best to ever do it when healthy. But unfortunately, his injuries have overshadowed his greatness. And who didn't know he would get hurt? I predicted it. If you rewind the tape, as soon as he was signed with Texas, after seeing his song and dance and inability, you know, to stay healthy with the Mets for the better part of, what, four seasons? So, of course, the story of DeGrom's injuries will inevitably be the first thing people think of, like what could have been. We've never seen him really in the playoffs throwing a gem, being challenged, not sure if he will ever be a starter again. And if he returns, Robin, Chris, that's probably for the best that he goes to the bullpen.
Yeah, I'm going to say fair on this.
It's a fair ball.
He just hasn't pitched enough. And to keep getting hurt, average 63 innings, which is just nothing. You know, when in the old days, people pitched, Chris, 200 innings in a season. Like,
it's
That's just not
300.
Way more than 200.
Yeah, but the idea of 63 innings and the struggles or whatever, yeah, I think that's what people will say. Instead of the two National League Cy Youngs, it'll be more about the two Tommy John surgeries that he had.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to make it a hat trick. This is fair.
It's a fair.
Yeah, and JR, you said he'll be remembered as one of the greats of all time when he was healthy. And he was great. I mean, the two Cy Youngs, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
But I don't think he did enough to be considered like an all-time great.
That's fair.
You guys feel that way? Like, it's unfortunate. He's awesome. But, right? Would you with me on that?
Yeah, he didn't do enough.
Nope. He figured it out.
It's just unfortunate because he is a phenomenal pitcher. But, you know. And I agree. You got to send him to the bullpen. It's just, I mean, how much more do we need to see to know that he can't start?
If he could do a John Smoltz,
John Smoltz, that's
game.
A good call, JR, right there. John Smoltz, Chris, after he got hurt, went to the bullpen and was a closer and was a damn good one. And maybe you could get just an inning out of DeGrom. I need three outs or I need four outs.
All right, last one, Fowler Fair, quickly with JR Gamble. Question number three. Entering Wednesday, the Marlins had won five in a row, now six. They're now officially seven games over 500for the first time in over 7 years. JR, easy question. Foul or fair to say these upstart Marlins will make the playoffs in the National League this season?
I love the story, but foul.
That is a foul ball.
The Marlins are doing damage, and they're doing it without their star, Jazz Chisholm, who's been out hurt. The youth movement and the years of tanking is finally showing dividends, you know, similar to when the Houston Astros endured prolific losing and then their current roster developed and blossomed and exploded into World Series contenders. It's great for Miami fans to actually see some wins. However, that NL East division is terror. The Braves, the Mets, still the two best teams. The Phillies are going to get hot. Miami's making progress, but I think they'll finish the year behind those aforementioned teams.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
And Jimmer made the argument. He gave Miami all that love. The young boys are developing. They finally arrived. And then he says, but they're not going to make it. I'm with everything you said at first, except the end. So, yeah, they're making it.
Foul.
That's right.
That is a foul ball.
There's too many good teams in that division. They're not jumping over the Braves. They're not jumping over the Mets. They're not jumping over the Phillies. And I know they can make a wild card. There's no way four teams out of that division are going to make a are going to be in the postseason. So it's a nice season for them. Maybe they'll be around 500, but they're not. And
they're four
OT,
games
Rob
ahead
G.
of the Mets.
That's all right, but that ain't going to be long
Mets aren't even 500. Wow. Well, y'all talking about the Mets. Like, I mean, it's not. It's the Mets, not Pete Alonso.
The Mets won 101 games a year ago. All right, that's it. Thank you, JR.
Yes.
Look at Rob getting salty. How dare this basketball guy challenge
you already know it,
my
right.
authority? It's the Odd Couple. We'll be back. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
High post to Nikola Jokic, guarded by Adebayo. He gets double team. Kick out three, Murray. Good. Nothing but net on that one.
All right, that was a progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, great game three so far. The Denver Nuggets ahead by 53-48 at the half. Here's some of the numbers. Jamal Murray, remember Jimmy Butler kind of held him down. I think he had 18 points in game two. Well, tonight he's put 20 on Butler and company in the first half. Yes. 8 for 13, has hit 3 threes. The rest of the team's not shooting well from three. He's 3 of 5 from three. The rest of the team for Denver, 1 of 8 from Trey. So Michael Porter Jr. has not stepped up. He's only got 2 points. But Jokic already 14 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Man.
So those are the two guys
but
doing it for
Denver. But the two stars showed up, Chris, in a big game. First half. What don't you want to happen? You don't want to get buried in the first half, right? Well, you got to climb out.
Yep. And the stars for the Heat have shown up too. Butler, Jimmy Butler, 14 points. Although he's 6 for 16. So think of that. 16 shots for Butler. That's a lot for him.
Who's that Dominic Bam Wilkins stat Bayou. Line? Who's lost stat line is that? I'm just.
What was that?
Was that Dominic Wilkins stat line?
Right. Bam Adebayo, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Hmm. So he's playing really well too. So yeah. And they're, Miami's 35% from three. So they were shooting 49% from three in game two. That's the, Rob, it's a big, you know, it's almost like you can predict Miami. If they're hot from three, they're going to be tough to beat, as any team would. And then if they don't make them, they tend to lose. But I'll tell you what, watching this game as we've been talking, Rob, I think one thing Miami does is they wear on teams by game six or seven. I think a lot of times teams are just worn out because they don't quit, man. I mean, those dudes hustle like a freaking high school team that presses all over the court or something. I mean, they just, you got to really be mentally tough to play against them because they do not quit, Rob. And Denver's going to have that same mentality. Even though they have more talent, they're going to have that same mentality or they could get worn down mentally by this team.
Yeah, but Denver, Chris, and that's totally true. Denver, I love, you know, making some adjustments, not getting down early where you got to struggle to get back and on the road.
And I think Miami jumped to a 7-2 lead.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? They got it steadied. And they were right where they want to be. They were up by 5. They were leading going into the fourth quarter. Miami caught fire, knocked down all their shots. Just play that game, play a little defense, and Jamal Murray showed up big time. You know, so that's the other part. He'd have a terrible game, Chris, but 18, you know, that's not – they need more from him.
They need more, yep.
And he got 20 in the first half. You got to be feeling good about that. And Michael Porter Jr., Chris, he's better than 2 points. He's going to play better in the second half.
Yeah, I would think so. Defensively, they're doing okay. I mean, you held them tonight to 48 points, 39% shooting for Miami. So it's a really good game, and I can't wait to watch this second half. But I'm with you. I feel good. We picked Denver. Yeah. I feel good about their chances. The thing is, Miami has been a phenomenal, like a historically great fourth quarter team this playoffs. So you want to have a decent cushion. I mean, we saw up 8 meant nothing in game 2.
No.
I'm not saying they're going to have a huge lead. Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to have a huge lead.
Yeah, they're not going to be up
by
20
going
into the fourth.
Right. And Denver's been good in the fourth too, but I mean, Miami's been like, they've outscored their opponents by like 90 points.
Wow.
In the fourth quarter of these playoffs. That's ridiculous. And so Denver's got to be ready for that onslaught that comes in the fourth quarter. But good game so far, Rob. And I'm looking forward to the second half, as we said. So you got a big dinner tonight or something?
Nah, I got to watch a little. Last night I went out for lobster and beer. That was a good spot. I didn't have any beer, of course, because I'm not drinking. But it was good. Lobster last night. Tonight I'll just have a steak and watch the second half.
Okay. You cooking the steak, huh?
Yeah. You know me, Chris. Right. I can't afford to eat out. I can't eat out every night like you and Rob G.
Please. I'm not going to tell people what you drive.
Yeah, don't bring it up, please.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are signing off, but keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.